Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 19, 2026. xAI is claiming Grok 4.5 matches Claude Opus 4.8 on coding, at a quarter of the token cost, and real-world tests on a Rust repo are backing that up.
That's a genuinely uncomfortable number for Anthropic, especially given everything else on their plate today. Let's dig in.
So the specifics. Grok 4.5 was trained on Cursor session data, prices out at $6 per million output tokens versus Opus's 25, and on Terminal Bench 2.1, it scores 83.3%. The Rust repo test showed Opus burning 4.3 times more tokens for nearly identical code quality.
The so what here isn't really about Grok. It's the question it forces on every team paying premium model prices. When does the quality delta actually justify the cost?
Exactly, and that cost pressure feeds directly into a bigger Anthropic story we'll get to. But first, shifting over to developer tooling, because there's a lot happening there today.
Graphify is the one that jumped out at me. It converts code bases, SQL schemas, scripts, docs, and even videos into a unified queryable knowledge graph, compatible with Claude Code, Codex, Cursor, Gemini CLI, and more. It pulled 8,611 GitHub stars in a single week.
Graph-based representations are genuinely different from raw file indexing. When agents need to understand how app code, database schema, and infrastructure relate to each other, a knowledge graph gives you those relationships natively rather than inferring them.
LangChain also made a notable move. They open-sourced their entire internal software engineering agent pipeline, every component, with Brace Sproul walking through each piece and why it was built the way it was.
A production-grade reference architecture is huge for the community. Instead of everyone reinventing the same plumbing, you've got a credible baseline to fork from.
And GPT Researcher, the near 30000 star deep research tool from Asaf, Alovic, and Tavily, has been rebuilt on top of that LangChain Deep Agents framework. Running a plan, parallel research, review, publish pipeline grounded in the original Lang graph implementation.
Proven research tool plus mature agent framework is a meaningful combination. That raises the reliability ceiling for open-source deep research in a real way.
There's also a quiet but interesting infrastructure story hiding inside Claude Code. Simon Willison inspected his local install and found it shipping bun V140, ahead of the public V1314 release, with 563 Rust source files baked into the binary.
That's the Rust port of Bun running in production across millions of devices before it's publicly released, delivering a 10% startup improvement on Linux. Shipping an unreleased rewrite silently into a widely deployed tool is a significant infrastructure bet.
And Willison also posted a public request for Anthropic to build automated regression tests for Claude Code's web interface, specifically around the recurring issue of users getting blocked from cloning or interacting with public repos mid-session.
When reliability regressions hit core developer workflows like that, it erodes trust faster than any missing feature. It's the kind of thing that matters more as adoption scales.
A few more tooling items worth flagging quickly. Matt Pocock's Skills repo, distilling engineering practices from the .agents directory, hit 11,131 stars this week. It's targeting what good engineering actually looks like when you're building with and for AI agents.
OpenAI's Codex CLI also added 2,268 stars and now integrates directly with V's Code, Cursor, and Windsurf, plus a standalone desktop app, which lowers the friction for agentic workflows without forcing developers to change their existing setup.
Open Interpreter is going the other direction. It's tuned specifically for lean open models like Kimi K3, picking up 2,344 stars. That's a credible, cost-effective alternative for teams that don't want to route everything through frontier APIs.
And UI skills is worth a quick mention. It's a CLI-driven skill set that routes AI agents through UI engineering workflows with a simple NPX entry point. 1,098 stars this week. Generic agents handle UI tasks poorly, and domain-specific routing layers like this are trying to close that gap.
Simon Willison also shipped a smaller but useful thing, an interactive browser tool that wraps SQLite's Explain and Explain Query Plan outputs with plain language explanations, running SQLite entirely in browser via WebAssembly. Inspired by Julia Evans' post on reading query plans.
Making query execution readable without a DBA to translate is genuinely useful for anyone writing SQL who isn't deeply steeped in the internals.
Okay, on the infrastructure side of things, there's a piece arguing that coding agents are fundamentally breaking platform engineering. In a 100 developer org, where each engineer runs a few agent sessions per day, platform teams are facing hundreds of environment requests before lunch, each needing realistic dependencies, provisioned in seconds and gone in minutes.
Traditional golden path infrastructure was never designed for that traffic pattern. The whole model was built around slower, more predictable human-driven workflows. Ephemerality and throughput at agent speed is a different problem class.
And connecting to that, there's a research piece making the case that agent reliability failures aren't really a model problem. They're a context infrastructure problem. The model stays constant. The surrounding layer is the variable. Carpathy's approach indexes raw sources into structured wikis with summaries and backlinks, exposes tools as CLIs, and files outputs back to enrich future queries.
That's a meaningful reframe. If context infrastructure is the bottleneck, investing there probably delivers more reliability per dollar than chasing the next model upgrade.
Turning to applications and products, Webflow spent a year integrating AI into production security detection and response, and their conclusion was pretty direct. Most vendor AI security products are fragmented and overhyped. Small internal teams building their own AI-assisted tooling get tighter integration, better context, and more control.
The implication being that the SOSH model of scaling headcount to scale judgment is being disrupted. Teams that build internal AI security capabilities now have a structural advantage over teams buying off the shelf.
There's also a concrete early data point on AI as a business channel. Swix reports ChatGPT sent roughly 300 visitors to his business last year, and extrapolating the current trajectory, AI-enabled referral sources could account for around $1 million in revenue next year.
It's one data point, but it's a real one. AI answer engines as a top-of-funnel source is something businesses are going to need to take seriously.
Simon Willison also made a characteristically terse observation that ChatGPT work is essentially OpenAI Claude, which is a pointed way of flagging what's actually new versus repackaged in that product launch.
Understanding the underlying nature of a product matters when you're deciding what to build on top of it.
On the industry and business side, this one is genuinely strange. XAI open-sourced Grok Build, their terminal coding agent, under Apache 2, free harness, reset usage limits, direct shot at Claude Code and Codex. But Bloomberg is reporting that Anthropic pays XAI $1.25 billion a month, making Musk's biggest competitor simultaneously his largest customer.
Open sourcing the agent harness shifts the competitive fight to model quality and pricing, which is exactly where Grok 4.5's cost story from earlier becomes relevant. Anthropic's cost structure is under more pressure from multiple directions at once,
which connects directly to the Anthropic pressure piece. Users couldn't see model routing decisions, access was briefly suspended for security procedures, and Kimi's 2.8 trillion parameter K3 model arrived performing near GPT 5.6 Sol and Fable. Anthropic's response was extending Fable access and offering 50% rate limits on max and team plans.
That response reads like triage rather than strategy. The real question is whether Anthropic's safety-first positioning is a durable moat when execution is stumbling and competition is hitting from multiple directions simultaneously.
And there's a broader piece worth reading today, the argument that AI mania is making executives dumber. A $2 billion-plus revenue executive produced a fully AI-centered technical strategy without ever having used ChatGPT. Engineers are rewriting codebases in new languages to stay employed. Vendors are claiming 100x productivity gains that nobody dares challenge for fear of losing enterprise contracts.
When the pressure to appear AI-forward overrides honest assessment, you get expensive bets on foundations nobody has actually tested. That feedback loop is the core of the problem.
Finally, Swix is pushing back on the narrative that Europe is an AI backwater, pointing to a real concentration of top-tier AI engineers competing at the highest levels of talks and workshops. His take is the evaluation window is opening.
If that talent concentration is being systematically underestimated, the companies building there may be undervalued too. Worth watching.
That's everything for today. If there's one thread running through all of it, it's that the infrastructure and economics of AI are being stress-tested in real time, and not everyone is keeping up.